only two genders, Carrie Lake challenges NEET. WAPO reporters to milk a bolt to see how that goes. By Paul Bois on August 12, 2023. Former Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, R., took a swipe against gender ideology on Friday when she challenged reporters from the New York Times and the Washington Post to milk a bull. Visiting the Iowa State Fair, Carrie Lake readied herself to milk a cow in front of reporters and asked the New York Times reporter to identify themselves. "Which one of you is from the New York Times?" Lake asked. "I am," a reporter responded. "You know there are only two genders," asserted Lake. The reporter politely replied, "I just take pictures." Lake continued making her point. "There are only two genders and they know that in Iowa," she said. "I challenge the New York Times reporter and the Washington Post reporter to try to milk a cow and then try to milk a bull and see how that goes." As Breitbart News reported last month, Carrie Lake has been mulling over a possible U.S. Senate run in the wake of her unsuccessful run for Arizona governor. "Politics is gross. It's a slimy business, but I think we need real people to be in it. And so I am contemplating running for office again," Lake told Breitbart News. "I want everyone out there to know we have filed the notice of appeal on our case. We're not giving up on securing our elections and reforming our elections, and we're going to work through the court system. I may run for Senate, I'm considering that," she added. "It's something I may have to do because we can't have people who don't care about Arizonans representing us in Washington, D.C. Got a lot of options on the table. I'm taking a look at all of them, and I'll be making some decisions here in the coming months." Lake further claimed that a high-profile individual approached her with a bribe to drop out of politics completely. "Originally, I was going to name the book. I was going to title it Unafraid, and then I had a pretty high-profile person come to my door and offer me money to put my movement on hold and my political career on hold. Offered me a cushy job, nice paycheck, position on the board, and I said, 'Are you kidding me? I left a cushy job, I'm not motivated by money,'" Lake recalled. And then the conversation turned, "Well, what would it take for you to not run for office again, at least until after 2024? And I thought, "Oh my gosh, this is the kind of stuff of movies." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.